What happens when Ronald McDonald walks into a poor immigrant neighborhood in the south of France and sets off a supersized revolution? The story of how a company slogan to sell more shakes and burgers became a rallying cry for workers in France. That's on NPR's Rough Translation.
Happy Friday, everyone. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And in Nashville, Ann Powers.
Hello.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out on September 20th, starting with Andrew Combs and his latest release, Ideal Man. Stars of longing, bright and haunting, keep me wanting just a little bit more. This is Andrew Combs. His new record is called Ideal Man, and this is the opening cut to the record. It's called Stars of Longing. He is a singer-songwriter originally from Dallas, but now, Anne, he's living in your neck of the woods in Nashville.
I've been watching Andrew Combs evolve since he released his first album, Worried Man, in 2012. He's a favorite down here in Nashville. But this album, which is his fourth album, he made in Brooklyn. And I don't know, do you feel like a little Brooklyn rubbed off on him? Does it feel like it goes beyond the normal Americana? What do you think?
Yeah, I think the sound is just so rich and full, and it's not content to sit in any one genre at once. And gosh, that Technicolor sound is so bright and alluring. And lyrically, this record is just wonderfully all over the place. You know, that song that we just heard is just love and light, but he'll go down darker paths as well. It's just an incredibly dynamic record.
It has that sound, that trippy pop and rock sort of Laurel Canyon sound, yeah. Late 60s, early 70s. But I don't think it's just in the sounds. I think thematically, too, these are songs about sort of searching for a deeper understanding of the world and about the search for happiness and preaching the power of love, like we heard on that opening cut. Andrew Combs is the artist. His new album is called Ideal Man. Let's go next to what I know, Anne, is probably your record of the year. This is from Brittany Howard, and it's called Jamie. I just want Georgia to notice me. I just want Georgia to notice me. Georgia, I think if I got you alone, you could tell me. This is Brittany Howard. The album is called Jamie. The album is named after Brittany Howard's sister who passed away a number of years ago. And this song that we're listening to is called Georgia. We actually featured Brittany Howard and this record on All Songs Considered about a month or so ago, but there is so much going on this record and so many stories and sounds that I wanted to spend a bit more time on it.
Oh, Brittany. I'm so thrilled at where Brittany Howard has journeyed. She, of course, the lead singer of the Alabama Shakes, to my mind, you know, the most exciting rock band of the past few years. And Brittany Howard just achieves this completely undefinable, uncontainable sound with this album. It's jazz, it's blues, it's psychedelic, it's D'Angelo, it's metal, it's punk, it's everything. And the reason why she goes for that sound is because she has a story to tell that is just as complicated and multifaceted as the sound. It's the story of a woman who was raised in the Deep South in a biracial family and faced prejudice, who was queer, who was in a notable rock band but wanted to go beyond the confines of rock, and who has one of the greatest imaginations in music today.
This record is very much about her and her journey, but it's also a record that she wrote as a real healing process, addressing the death of her sister. And Brittany wrote this as a way of dealing with that grief that she's been carrying with her all these years.
It is a confessional record, but the thing about Brittany Howard is that she is just a cosmic thinker.
This is a wow record that doesn't always go down smoothly. It's so sonically inventive.
Yeah, I was really surprised by just how bent and twisted these songs get. You know, like the first singles we heard were Stay High and History Repeats, and they were fairly straightforward songs and kind of suggested that the album wouldn't be all that different from an Alabama Shakes record. But once you dig into it and you start hearing more, you get cuts like this one that I want to play, which is called 13th Century Metal.
We are brothers and sisters, each and every one.
And this song, as wild as it is, it's sort of like her mission statement song for the whole record. And then she ends up closing it out with a song called Run to Me.
Run to me.
Which is a song against loneliness. And there are elements to this song that feel a little like almost like contemporary R&B or maybe even gospel, but it is so warped.
I bow to her skill. I really do. And she produced the record, by the way. She did it all.
Yeah, this really feels like Brittany Howard's masterpiece, I think. Brittany Howard is the artist. Her new album is called Jamie. Let's go next to Molly Sarlet. The singer Molly Sarlet has a truly gorgeous new album out called Karaoke Angel.
My father asks me as he looks into my eyes, as he has
this is a real gut punch of a song. Karaoke Angel is the album from Molly Sarlet. The song is almost free. And I want to talk a bit more about this song and, of course, the rest of the album. But Stephen, remind us who Molly Sarley is.
Well, when the band Mountain Man emerged in like 2010, I thought, man, you know, these three beautiful voices, right? Molly Sarley, Alexandra Sasser-Monig, and Amelia Meath. They had these a cappella songs. And I thought, this is great. Little did I know that not only would that group be terrific, but that each of those three women would forge these distinct artistic identities of their own and put out fantastic record after fantastic record. I love Alexandra Sasser-Monig put out this Daughter of Swords record earlier this year that I love. Amelia Meath is one half of Sylvanesso, which is straight up one of my favorite bands. And this Molly Sarley record is just gorgeous.
If there is one overarching theme to this record and the stories it tells, to me, is that we're all profoundly broken. but you got to hang on. Mm-hmm. And that song, Almost Free, that we were listening to, it's based on a real conversation that Molly Sarley had with her father when he was contemplating taking his own life. And she was talking him down from that. And as grim as some of the topics are on this album, I actually think that it's the kind of record that can, I mean, it can certainly make you sad when you listen to it, but also grateful in a way, I think, you know, just to be here for any of this. And maybe that's because the songs are so beautiful and there's so much beauty in them.
Well, and there's just, these are wise and thoughtful songs. And so as dark as some of the subject matter gets, that kind of wisdom and thoughtfulness lifts them up at the same time.
Molly Sarley is the singer. Her new album is Karaoke Angel. Let's do one more before we take a break. This comes from Rachid Taha. His new record is called Je Suis Africain. This is Rachid Taha. His new album is called Je Suis Africain, and this song is called Wadi. This is a posthumous release from Rachid. He died last year. He was only 59 years old. And tell us who Rachid was, and then we can get into what we're loving about this one.
Oh, Rachid Taha, a towering figure in international music. He was an Algerian-born, spent most of his life and career in France. And he's often compared to Joe Strummer, this political punk, but the music doesn't sound punk. The music is connected with the Algerian style of music known as Rai music, which is a streetwise pop music often used for political protests. And Rachid Taha himself was a very political person, stood up and sang anthems of freedom in his sets, but also like a true bohemian scruffy punk rock dude. And I love how Rachid Taha's voice sounds on this album. It sounds weathered and experienced and, you know, like he's smoked 800,000 million gitans, you know? And I love that. It feels so human to me.
Yeah, there's just a grittiness and a rowdiness to this sound. You never really know where he's going to go next. There's so many genres, so many countries, so many languages. You know, he sang in Arabic and French and Spanish, a mixture of French and English. Everything is just thrown into this gigantic, rowdy melting pot. And I think the Joe Strummer comparison, I mean, certainly not we're not the first ones to make it, but it is very apt just for the kind of freewheeling feel of this music.
The record from Rachid Taha is Je Suis Africain. We still have a few more albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but first we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Jack Daniel's is the oldest, mellowest, whiskiest whiskey, and every drop is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee. It's how Jack Daniel himself made it over a century ago, and it's how they still do it today. Jack Daniels, turning nights into stories since 1866. Please drink responsibly.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on September 20th. We start off the second half of our show with the singer Tove Lo and her new album, Sunshine Kitty.
You give me my birthday kiss. I give you a piss that you get high off of this. You hit a few parties that night. I stay where I was, cause I hope that you come and find me. See in your eyes, you just went through war. Whatever it was broke your heart. You dip your toes back and take it slow. Well, I'm nothing like what you had before, so. Boy, you're deep in my bed, baby. Why don't you stay over?
This is the singer Tove Lo. Her album is Sunshine Kitty, and the song we're listening to is called Stay Over. This is a singer from Sweden. She's originally from Stockholm. This is her fourth full-length album, and Stephen, I know this is one you're really loving this week.
Yeah, Tove Lo's been around for a few years. She had a gigantic hit a few years ago with Talkin' Body, this kind of irresistible pop song that you could not escape for like a year and a half. She specializes in pop songs that come from a sexually frank and salty place. You know, like there's a sweetness to her sound, but there's also salt and grit in every song. There's this kind of scuffed-up quality to a lot of her songwriting that I find really compelling. There's a song on this album, the lead single from this album is called Glad He's Gone, and it is just one of my favorite songs of the year.
He's gone, he's gone. You better run from brother. He's gone, he's gone, he's gone. You better run from brother. I got a girlfriend, she's got a boyfriend. She calls me crying every day cause they got problems. He likes complaining, she's compromising. Coming to me for real advice when he just playing. I can tell she loves him way too deep. He loves being fucking hard to please. Cover the basics, it's pretty easy. He's a bitch with some expectations.
One thing I love about Tove Lo, just to throw it in, is that she really represents this moment in terms of identity. You know, she's bisexual, and the desire in her songs really flows freely between men and women, between women and women. It's, you know, it's very 21st century that way.
Tove Lo is the singer. Her new record is called Sunshine Kitty. Let's go next to another fantastic singer. This is Pieta Brown, and her new album is called Freeway.
I've got a lot to leave. After all, I believe, bring me. I've got nothing to lose except everyone's blues. Bring me whiskey and wine if you're going over the line. Bring me. I've been counting my blessings, counting the crows, cause the older I get, the faster it goes. And I know nobody knows, so if you don't mind. Don't mind next time. Bring me.
This is Pieta Brown. Her new album is called Freeway, and the song is called Bring Me. singer-songwriter from Iowa City, really reminded me of, like, particularly on this song, the guitar work reminded me maybe a little bit of Nick Drake, and her voice just sounds so much like Sean Colvin to me.
Yeah, this is her eighth album. She's been around for a while, and she's really perfected that mix of kind of dreamy and ethereal, but still spare and languid. Everything is in its right place here. She made this record with a backing band consisting of Sean Carey from Bon Iver, who co-produced it. Mike Lewis, who was also in Bon Iver, and they recorded at Justin Vernon's April Bass Studio. You know, so you've got some of that DNA working here. But you know, Pieta Brown is a lifer. She's the daughter of Greg Brown, who's a folk music legend. She's been steeped in music her whole life. She's clearly got an excellent Rolodex, if this record is in any indication.
Who do I want on this record?
she gets a little bit more kind of hard driving on this song called The Hard Way, that's got a guest spot from Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits. You know, so you're just in such good hands with this record, and it's just very beautiful and comforting. You know, this record is about crossroads in her life and in the country, and it feels that way. It's just full of that perspective.
Such a beautifully languid album, and you use the word comforting, Stephen. That's what I kept thinking. Like, there's some loneliness, but also comfort in these songs, sort of like how solitude can be the best thing for you to sort out your life.
Yep.
Pieta Brown is the singer. Her new record is called Freeway. We have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but there are a bunch of other notable releases we need to mention, starting with the band Kashmir Cat. They have a fantastic electropop record out now called Princess Cat Girl. Fits in the Tantrums has a new album called All the Feels. All the Feels from Fits in the Tantrums. There's a new Keane record out today on September 20th called Cause and Effect. And then there's an EP from Niels Fromm, the pianist Niels Fromm, called Encores 3, the third in his series of EPs.
I'm most excited about Terms of Surrender, the new Hiss Golden Messenger record, which I think will get me through a lot of emotional journeys in the next few months. There's also a beautifully fuzzy psychedelic outing from Vivian Girls, the Brooklyn band. It's called Memory. It's their first record in 8 years. Charlie Crockett, one of my favorite Americana roots musicians, has a pretty autobiographical new record out called The Valley. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Robbie Robertson returns with Cinematic.
There are so many albums out this week. I'm just going to race through a list. Chastity Belt, a band I've loved for a long time, always very wry and witty. They've got a new self-titled album that's smoother and dreamier. I really like it. A Danish band called Efterklang with an album called Altid Semen. It's the band's first album in 7 years. Ila Bamba, one of the very few bands to play two tiny desk concerts, has a new album called Entre Los Dos. Blink-182 is back.
I can't believe that. New album called Nine.
Liam Gallagher from Oasis has a solo record called Why Me, Why Not. M83 is back with DSV2. It's a sequel to an album from 2007 called Digital Shades Volume 1. So many albums.
All of those many, many albums out today on September 20th, along with the last one that we want to play on this week's New Music Friday. It comes from the singer Darren Bradbury. His new record is called Talking Dogs and Atom Bombs.
You got a heart that's heavy like a suitcase at the airport that you wish you could leave behind. And every thought in your head is a piece of stale bread on the kitchen counter of your life. You catch yourself in the mirror, try to stand up straight. You exhale, your shoulders, they fold. And every song that you sing faintly rings of a story already told, but this too shall pass. Albeit like a kidney stone, this too shall pass. Like a freight train riding through the snow, this too shall pass. So slow, it don't seem steady. Sadness, it don't leave you till it's ready.
Darren Bradbury is the artist. His new album is called Talking Dogs and Atom Bombs. The song we're listening to is called This Too Shall Pass. He is a singer-songwriter originally from New Jersey. He's kind of moved around a lot, relocated to Charlottesville in his mid-20s, and now, Anne, he's also in Nashville. And if it wasn't obvious from the track we played or from the title of this record, he is someone who's got a pretty rich and dark sense of humor.
I love Darren Bradbury so much. I met him through Margo Price. He's, you know, just beloved by songwriters down here, and you can hear why Nashville loves him. It's that witty turn of phrase. That song, This Too Shall Pass, has my favorite line of the year. This too shall pass, albeit like a kidney stone. This is Darren. Darren is really funny. He also is, you know, kind of dark in his songs. He deals with depression, and he doesn't shy away at all from serious themes and from being very emotionally forthright about where the heart can go, the dark places the heart can go. But the humor is so beautifully rendered. He can be very surreal in his lyrics. I'm so happy that this album is out in the world, and I dare say that if you like John Prine, you're going to like Darren Bradbury. Oh, by the way, Kenneth Pattingill from the Milk Carton Kids, another great wit of Nashville, produced this record.
Yeah, I'm surprised we got as far into that discussion as we did without mentioning John Prine, because he's clearly an influence, clearly an heir to that sound. And I mean, John Prine is one of the best living songwriters, so you can't go wrong there. And yeah, Kenneth Pattingill from the Milk Carton Kids, another guy who knows how to mix folk music with really, really sharp and engaging and approachable wit. I really dug this record. This was a discovery for me. I had not heard of him.
And it's not goofy wit either. It's right. Really, really a lot of wisdom in these songs. He has a worldview that on this whole record, I think, that I really identified with, which is, he basically says that nobody really knows anything about anything, right? You know, nobody knows what the future holds or what's going to happen next, you know, and so just try to enjoy the moment that you're in. Darren Bradbury is the singer. His new record is Talking Dogs and Atom Bombs. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you, Robin.
If you want to keep up with the latest news from NPR Music about Tiny Desk concerts, new music, and more, sign up for our newsletter. Just go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. To see a list of everything we played and talked about on this week's New Music Friday and to hear full versions of the songs we featured, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also listen in Apple and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR Music's New Music Friday playlist. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.